A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday. Good to have you on board as we have a look at the latest in news, notes and quotes in the Repco Supercars Championship. Now this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage online now. The address is garage.repco.com.au. Now, another business that's celebrating a major milestone this year is NZ, and they're turning, well, it's their 50th anniversary this year, so they're going to mark that next weekend at Pukekohe in New Zealand. Cam Waters' car, he's been a long-time NZ-backed driver, and they're on board with the Monster Energy Tickford Mustang again this year. He's going to swap from being car number 6 to car number 50 to celebrate that 50th anniversary with NZ. So don't go looking for car 6 on your TV screens or trackside. Next weekend, you won't see it. It is 5-0 Cam Waters in car number 50. Bit of other news around the pit lane and the paddock this week. Blanchard Racing team manager Brendan Hogan is no longer in that position. He's been redeployed within the Cool Drive business. So in the meantime, Tim Blanchard and Matt Nielsen will share team management duties. Engineer Mirko De Rosa is due back from surgery. He had some back surgery recently that's put him on the sidelines. He's due back for Bathurst. And of course, the really big story about that team is who will drive for them in 2023. All signs were starting to lead in recent times to Lee Holdsworth, but he's announced he won't continue as a full-time driver next year. So back to the drawing board for the silly season for us all to work out what is going to happen with car 3, with Tim Slade expected to be on the move to the Premier team for next season. Now, the Repco Bathurst 1000 field, it is officially now 28 cars, not 29. 25 regulars, 3 wildcards. Anderson Motorsports Mustang wildcard is officially off. And if you're looking for a copy of the Repco Bathurst 1000 official program, and I know there's plenty of our listeners and our readers out there who love to get it to add it to their collections, it will be available to pre-order from our V8 Sleuth Superstore very, very soon. Keep your eyes peeled on our socials. Now, also confirmed, Michael Massey's officially been confirmed as chairman of the Supercars Commission. He replaces Neil Crompton. And the Velo Adelaide 500's been confirmed as a traditional Adelaide 500 format. Two 250-kilometre races. It'll be hard tyres. There'll be practice on Thursday, so that means there'll be supercars on track for every one of the 4 days on that first weekend, of December. There'll be a shootout for each of those races too, so looking forward to that final round of the championship. Now, the other thing we're looking forward to, yes, we're looking forward to the Repco Bathurst 1000, but part of it, it's become a tradition. We are calling it an annual tradition now because we've done it enough times that it qualifies. The V8 Sleuth Bathurst Open Night, it's at the National Motor Racing Museum on the Thursday night of race week. Greg Murphy is our guest, the 4-time Bathurst 1000 winner and Bathurst 24-hour winner as well. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten that one as well. He's going to be our guest. If you've not been to one of these nights before, it's a motorsport sportsman's night. Myself and the guest with a long form interview, your chance to ask questions. Yes, you can buy some drinks and some takeaway food there as well to get you through the night. It's a great night with the cars, the motorbikes as the backdrop to some legendary stories. And of course, with Murph, he has got plenty of stories, some of which he might tell on the night, some of which will probably just be best to stay in the room, some of which hopefully do not have a recording device involved. They're great nights. They're a great insight. Anyone who's been in them before will know what they're like. If you haven't got your tickets, hurry now. We've got limited seats and we've already sold about 3/4 of the tickets. So don't miss out, because if they're gone, they're gone and there's no seats left and you can't come, and that's no good. We'll put the link to the tickets in the show notes for this episode, or you can search the Eventbrite website and you'll nail those. There's limited ones, as I said, so don't miss out. It's a really good night. Pukekohe next weekend, Greg Murphy will be in action in the Peanut Slab Ford Sierra RS500 Cosworth as part of the Heritage Touring Car field that I reckon that's going to be really great to watch on the coverage next weekend. Murph, Radisich, John Bow, Stephen Richards. There's a bunch of gurus taking part in that event with Group A cars, Super Tourers. The old Chris Smurden V8 supercar, 5-litre car is going to be among there too. So really interesting stuff. Pukekohe, the last blast at Pukekohe for supercars next weekend. The 8th time that the Jason Richards Trophy will be awarded. The 20th time that the championship's visited New Zealand. 15 of those coming at Pukekohe. A few milestones too next weekend. Jack Smith brings up his 100th race. Matt Stone Racing brings up its 150th Supercars Championship race, and Brad Jones Racing marks its 700th race that will come in the race on Saturday next week. But today is September 2, 2022. There's lots of twos going on. And today is a very important day because it is 75 years young for Jim Richards, the seven-time Bathurst 1000 winner, winner of the Australian Touring Car Championship a bunch of times, NASCAR champ, Targa champ, you name it. He did it. Jim Richards turned 75 today, and we've nearly finished his book, Gentleman Jim. It'll be out in time for Christmas. The link to purchase your copy is in the show notes for this episode. Don't miss out. It is going to be an absolute ripper. It's 400 pages. It is packed. There are so many photos, so many stories. I think there's about 100,000 words. Like, it's a beast of a book, and it is an absolute cracker, and you need to get yourself a copy. Show notes, click on it now. It'll take you to our V8 Sleuth Superstore so you can order a copy. There's very limited signed editions that will be signed by Jim available to buy. So please jump on those quickly before they all go. They're going to be a great thing to have for your collection. Also on this day, Garth Tander took pole position for the 2006 Sandown 500 for the Holden Racing Team. Who was his teammate in the other car? Well, one of them was Jim Richards. There you go. We can link all sorts of things together here on Repco Supercars Weekly. Next week, V8 Sleuth Podcast powered by Repco is back on Wednesday. Anton Di Pasquale from the Shell V-Power Racing Team is my special guest. He answers all your National Motor Racing Museum couch racer questions, and we talk about a bunch of stuff with Anton that you've never heard him talk about because I don't think he's ever been asked about it, which is a pretty simple question and answer philosophy, including the business venture that he's got going on the side to his race driving. A lot of people don't know about this. They're going to learn a lot about Anton on the pod next Wednesday. Of course, the Castro Motorsport News podcast is every Tuesday. Repco Supercars Weekly comes up at the end of every week. It'll be Friday next week, and we'll take a look at what's happened in practice for the ITM Auckland Super Sprint at Pukekohe in New Zealand. Anyway, that's me done. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me on Repco Supercars Weekly, and we will chat to you again next week.